In California, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is facing the first real challenge to his popularity. In television ads, teachers are accusing him of breaking promises to fund education. Schwarzenegger has dismissed teachers and nurses as special interests. Now, thousands of protesters are dogging the governor, as NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
Inside the Fairmont Hotel, Governor Schwarzenegger's supporters were busy writing checks to help finance a special election on several of his hand-picked issues. Outside, more than 2,000 demonstrators also wanted a word with the governor. The crowd was filled with teachers, nurses, and public employees. These teachers are especially upset over Schwarzenegger's plan to change their pay structure and to scrap Proposition 98, a voter-approved initiative that set a minimum funding level for state education. Julie Ludwig teaches middle school in nearby Sunnyvale.
I think it's really sad that he wants to cut the funding for education and that he's manipulating the numbers to make it look like he's raising the rates of money going into the schools.
The protest comes 2 weeks after the teachers' union kicked off its attack on Schwarzenegger with this television ad. It features a California Teacher of the Year, Leanne Szymanski.
Keeping your word. It's a cherished principle we teach our students. So how can Governor Schwarzenegger break his promise, borrowing $2 billion from the education budget he now says he won't pay back? And by breaking his pledge
to respect
our voters...
The Republican Party quickly shot back with its own ad campaign, also featuring California teachers.
I'm disappointed when I hear the teachers' unions claim that Governor Schwarzenegger is cutting education funding. It's simply not true.
The fact is that the governor has actually increased the education budget by nearly $3 billion this year.
Equally important, the governor wants to reform the system, pay high-quality teachers more, and base tenure on performance instead of seniority.
$50 billion, almost half of our state's budget, will go into education this year. I want to make sure the money goes directly to the classroom for your kids and the teachers who care about them.
So which is it? Has the governor boosted the school's budget or shortchanged education? The unlikely answer is both. Schwarzenegger has earmarked an additional $2.9 billion for classrooms. However, under the formula set out in Proposition 98, the teachers' union claims he actually owes education at least twice that amount. H.D. Palmer, with the governor's finance department, says technically schools are owed more Prop 98 money, but restoring those funds would have meant robbing other vital programs.
The governor would have had to make very deep and very significant reductions in health and human service programs, like health insurance for low-income children and the developmentally disabled. And the governor, in weighing those choices, chose not to do that.
According to Palmer, Governor Schwarzenegger must balance a slew of competing interests and still close a $9 billion budget shortfall. Along the way, he's also angered nurses by fighting a law that set minimum staffing ratios in hospitals. And public employees are protesting the governor's call to privatize their pensions. Schwarzenegger still has the support of about 55% of state voters, but his popularity has taken a sizable hit, dropping 10 points in the past 6 months. Elaine Corey, NPR News.